Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I would like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. The focus through the show today is on the Divine Feminine, Spiritual Leadership, and the Renewal of Women, through my co-host today, Marion Wideline, who will be joining us a little later in the show. Some of you that have listened to my previous shows may know that the focus of 2011 through the race is on the Divine Feminine, brought into being through the 11th ray of illumined truth, a beautiful pink-orange flame of light, overlighted by Lady Kuan Yin, and bringing through the primary qualities of loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, insight, and understanding. Of course, this ray cannot be fully understood without embracing the 12th ray of One Unity Consciousness and the wonderful divine masculine principles brought into being through the 12th ray of One Unity Consciousness. And this 12th ray is the ray of planetary Christ Consciousness and will be amplified in 2012. This is also the ray that takes us into Unity Consciousness and the crystalline grid of light within and around this earth plane, linking us to other light workers and the beings of light assisting in this ascension process, as well as allowing us to download particular key codes of light. What I'm going to start with today is a guided visualization taking you into the energy of the first three rays of will and power, love, wisdom, and divine intelligence, respectively. And as I do, I will make a connection to the elders, ancient celestial beings, and high council members to the order of Melchizedek to bring a deeper level of these spiritual leadership qualities through the sacred threefold flame of empowerment, love, and wisdom, which imbues all rays with these divine qualities. Let's start now by initially setting our sacred space and linking into the unity grid of light. Breathing deep into the body now, connecting in to the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Now into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Experience a sense too of merging with your I Am presence, the highest light of who you are and who you have forever been, through the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Call in now your master guides, your guardian angel, and all other beings of light that you personally acknowledge and that wish to join you now in this sacred space. And now just bring a focus to the illumination of the 12th ray of One Unity Consciousness. You find yourself traveling in soul consciousness into this beautiful golden flame of light to the ascension seat of the 12th ray, overlighted by Lady Pallas Athena. Through the energy of this ray, you find yourself now on the unity grid of light. Within this crystalline matrix of light, holding the highest potential of all life. Connected now to all the light workers and beings of light along this unity grid. Feeling this interconnectedness and the sense of oneness. In particular, holding this amplification of light as you move into the energies of the full moon within the next 24 hours. And now you just tune in to all the light workers listening to this radio show, feeling and sensing this connection with one another. Expand the heart into the sense of unconditional love. As you are surrounded now in a beautiful pink-orange flame of light, through the embrace of the 11th ray of illumined truth. And the energy of the divine feminine. This ray initially activates the heart chakra, taking you into the sense of unconditional love, of loving kindness, compassion. And now the third eye is activated, bringing through a greater level of wisdom, insight, and understanding. These key codes create a balance between the divine feminine and divine masculine archetypes of life. And create this balance within yourself through the focus of spiritual leadership, through the focus of recognizing yourself as this master being of light, as this way shower, as this star-seeded one. In working with the energy of the rays, this vibrant, spiraling light, these frequencies of unlimited potential coming forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and bringing with them particular qualities, sonic vibrations, colors, and frequencies. It is important to integrate in particular the first three rays of will and power, love and wisdom, and divine intelligence, respectively, called the threefold flame of empowerment, love and wisdom. To start with, just visualize now as we move into the energy of these rays, a beautiful red flame of light coming into the heart and representing this first ray of will and power. Amplified now, in a beautiful blue flame of light through the second ray of love wisdom. bringing in now the third ray of divine intelligence through a beautiful yellow flame of light. As you feel and experience these energies, the amplification of these first three rays within the heart chakra, it is overlighted now through the amplification of this beautiful golden flame of unity consciousness. And this beautiful pink-orange flame of unconditional love. Focusing on this first ray now of will and power, we will start with an invocation to this ray. I call upon Master Almore to actualize the first ray of will and power, and to take me in my spiritual body of light to the ascension seat in Shambhala, to align my will to the divine will of God, and to guide me in my sacred contract. I call upon Master Almore to assist me with clear vision and to imbue my energy field with vitality and singleness of purpose. As I surrender to the divine, as I trust in myself and others, as I open to receive with clear boundaries, as I take on the mantle of leadership through dynamic right action, I am a master being of love and light. I am all that I am. As you experience yourself within this ascension seat in Shambhala, it is important through the energy of this vibrant red flame as it is wrapped around your energy field and body now, to truly trust and surrender to the divine, to follow the intuition and guidance of your higher light, to experience the sense of empowerment, of stepping out of victim, persecutor consciousness, power issues, control issues. Bring through this vibrant red flame in the knowing that you are a co-creator to the company of heaven. You are a spiritual leader, facilitator, and way shower. And now the key codes to assist in activating you to this deeper level of spiritual leadership and empowerment are activated within the dormant DNA, within the energy field and hologram. And to assist in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach emahashata, evach emasa, abrach emasha, Eva Hamasa. You are a child of God, a seeker of the light. Take your rightful place as a keeper of light and guardian to Mother Earth and all her life. Align your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God, and your sacred contract will be revealed. And now, as you bring your focus to the second ray of love wisdom, we take you through this invocation. I call upon Master Kutumi to actualize the second ray of love wisdom, to take me in my spiritual body of light, to Lord Melchizedek's golden chamber, ascension seat in the Middle Earth, and to activate the key codes of ascension and resurrection, to allow me the experience of wholeness through love, creativity, strength, and intuition, to experience the magic of life through the flame of unconditional love, to become the magnificent, precious being of love that I am. I open my heart to myself and others. I surrender myself to love. I am unconditional love. I am wisdom. I am light. I am the magnificence of creation through service in love. Find yourself within Lord Melchizedek's golden chamber, ascension seat, experiencing now these key codes of ascension and resurrection through the overlighting now of the order of Melchizedek, bringing through these teachings of light from on high, an understanding of the initiations of light experienced in parallel realities as they merge into this now, to assist you in this activation through the embrace of this beautiful blue flame of light. We will speak in tongues. Amrach emahashata, evach emasa, alach emasha, ebrach emasha. The essence of love awakens each cell in your body to the memory of your highest light as this beam of love, to your creative gifts, passions and inspirations, allowing you to move forward in the pathways of life, in joy and service in love. And now you bring your focus to the third ray of divine intelligence, as we take you through this invocation. I call forth Ascended Master Serapis Bey to actualize the third ray of divine intelligence, and to surround me in his ascension acceleration flame of light, clearing remnants of my negative ego, and allowing me to experience the wisdom of Mother, Father, God. I call forth Ascended Master Serapis Bey to take me in my spiritual body of light to his ascension retreat in Luxor, Egypt, to the temple of the ascension flame, so I may integrate my highest light in the I Am presence that I am, so I may become wisdom and truth and connect to the higher mind teachings through the realms of illumined truth. In all that I am wisdom, I am truth, I am a divine expression of God in embodiment. Find yourself in this temple of the ascension flame. Embrace in this beautiful yellow flame of light. As you merge now into the essence of your I Am presence. For you are part of the first wave souls in human embodiment, taking on the I Am avatar blueprint of light, the Adam Cadman blueprint of light, bringing through this perfect balance of empowerment, love, and wisdom. And allowing for your service work to be taken to another level through spiritual leadership, through the wisdom of the higher mind. Know this to be your truth. Know this to be your reality. You have the opportunity over the next 3 weeks to experience the ashrams of the first ray, the second ray, and the third ray, respectively. If you so choose, keep a journal of the events that come up for you through the essence of empowerment, of love, and wisdom, or the issues that arise to be transmuted and cleared through the energy of these rays. Come back now into your sacred space. Ground into the energy of Mother Earth. Bring a cord of light from your sacral center. Take this into the heart of Mother Earth, surrounded in a beautiful iron crystal of light. Feel and sense this connection now to all life and to all those now in particular listening to this radio show, or listening to the archives. Wonderful. Great. So we're going to connect with Marion Wideline. Marion, hi, are you there?
I sure am.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. So lovely to have you joining us. Thank you for being on the show with us today. I've been having a look at some of the wonderful things that you do, and of course it's very transformational and working very much with this the understanding of self-mastery and facilitating the transformation into this through working with perhaps limiting perceptions and patterns and bringing through particular tools and psychoenergetic techniques to take the clients into a deeper level of wisdom and love. Marion, are you there still?
I am.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Okay. So, and you experienced the guided visualization with us?
I did. I've never experienced anything like this, and so I had no idea what to expect, and I have no idea if what happened for me is what happens for people generally, but I got rather hot during at least especially the first part of it, and was seeing a lot of colors and light moving, and frankly, it was fun. I don't know if you're supposed to have fun, but I sure did. I enjoyed myself immensely. And it was very relaxing as well. Especially once I wasn't quite so hot and the colors quieted down a little bit, I became just extremely relaxed and just receiving all the words you were giving.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think everyone has different experiences, of course, but it is very common to either experience being very hot or being very cold, sometimes experiencing, you know, really just beautiful energies. And for others, they may feel a little bit uncomfortable as things are being cleared, some issues may be coming up for them to integrate a deeper level of the energy coming through from each of the rays.
Mm-hmm. I think that experiences like this are especially important right now. I don't know how it is in your world, but in mine, I just see everyone seems to be feel like the pressure has been increased and the heat has been turned up, so to speak, on their own need for transformation and change. And so I think that experiences like this are even if we can't understand what's happening, which I couldn't, I still trust that something is happening, something was happening for me, and I, for that reason, I appreciate the support.
Well, that's wonderful. I think a large part of our experience is, you know, we all have different gifts. And some people may have the gift of clairvoyance or clairsentience, of intuition, and others may just need to just trust or surrender or know that this is part of their reality. And even if they may not experience it very sharply in terms of sensation or in terms of the overlighting of particular core groups of light beings, know that the moment that we give our conscious permission that they allow this work to be undertaken for us, and we will start to bring those experiences into our reality in different ways, much more as conscious creators.
Yeah. Well, your work is very, very, very different than mine. You're very connected to a completely different flow, which I respect because I've been aware of it for years. And, you know, even though we can't perceive much of the change that's going on and the energies that are around us and through us and in us and are supporting us, they're still here. They're still present. And so I appreciate being able to receive the support, and I appreciate it for your listeners and you as well. You're blessed to be in this kind of energy field as much as you are.
Thank you. Well, I feel also we're all blessed we're coming together. It's just such an incredible awakening. It's just such an incredible time on this planet. And you brought a focus to that when you said there's so much happening so rapidly in terms of change or transformation or wanting to make that change. And almost sometimes it's like we're still running and trying to catch up a little bit with ourselves, with so much either clearing or letting go of relationships or changing jobs or moving countries or having these incredible experiences or moving through dark nights of the soul. It doesn't really matter. All of it is really in that collective pool of transformation and coming into a deeper level of unity consciousness and taking on from the teachings that I do or understand a deeper level of the imprinting of our I Am presence, a deeper level of merging into that energy of light.
I love what you're saying because not to change the focus in our conversation, but you know, ultimately, even though I don't go about the attainment of what you're speaking, I go about it in a different way. Ultimately, what I'm doing sounds like very much what you're assisting people to do as well, and that is to become one with themselves, to become one with each other, to become one with all life. And I do it by helping people take full responsibility for themselves, to be fully accountable to themselves and the quality of person they want to be. By managing themselves, that's the SIA, self-mastery aspect of what I do, by managing themselves in the ways that facilitate them, support them, enable them to become the quality of consciousness they're wanting. Most of the people I work with do want unity consciousness. They do want to feel one with all life. They do want to feel compassion for all life, even if they don't agree with it, like it, or understand it. And so I love that connection that we share.
Absolutely. And of course, every path leads to the light. And, you know, we each have our own unique puzzle piece. But all of it collectively is just assisting in this transformation, which is so wonderful because there's going to be people that will understand your level of work a lot, you know, a lot more than possibly they understand the type of work that I may do. And I remember many years ago when I first started, it was almost like doing very much a PhD level to those in that time that were still at a level of kindergarten. And I used to say to the company of heaven, why couldn't you give me just the meet your guardian angel? You know, because that then was also such an incredible way to connect. But, you know, angels were something that people could relate to. But when you start talking about Christed ETs and Pleiadians and Syrians and the Galactic Federation and Ashtar Command and the Andromedans and the Order of Melchizedek, you lose a lot of people. You know, they don't know what that person's talking about. So it's quite lovely to actually see how many people have awakened to that next level within themselves in their own awakening, to lift that self to that level of what I call cosmic consciousness awareness in many ways, to hold that space as keepers of light for others to almost to come into that pathway of light.
And, you know, as I'm listening, I've got a big smile on my face because when you were talking about the Pleiadians and the I don't remember all of them.
Syrians.
All of them. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if I was getting it right. All of these I've read about. Not about so much, but I've seen the words, and I have a sense of what you're talking about. I think of the challenge that humanity here on the ground, aware of what's on the ground, and you know, in the sky at least, as much as they can see around, how hard it is for so many people to get along because of the differences. And you're talking about these different beings and different realities, and I'm thinking, Good Lord, now that would be a real stretch for a lot of people to try to even begin to grasp, you know, to even grasp that these realities exist, let alone,
exactly,
you know, that they're, and that we are affecting each other in ways that we don't know. So I love that. It just, you tickled me. You gave me something else to think about now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I mean, we just really, there are so many on this planet that have what we call it the starseed at once, come from the starseed of heritage.
Can you slow down just a little bit for me? Because I'm not catching every word.
Come through with the star-seeded heritage from different star systems and galaxies, and are here simply to be of service. And within that realm, it's expanded into all of those that awaken and are conscious and are assisting collectively. But there's many that come through with either conscious memories or specific contracts that either come from the Pleiades or from Sirius or from Andromeda. It's just an incredible galactic highway, or as I call it, the Galactic Federation, that we're starting to experience a lot more on Earth, as we do also through the work on the inner planes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my awareness of life and my sort of extra sensory awareness of life. Well, I'm not so sure it's extra sensory, but I think it's ultra sensory awareness of life. I'm more aware at more the sentient level. I can feel my clients. I can feel them. I can see their lives as they're speaking about them. I can feel what they're experiencing as they speak about it. And you're talking about other levels of extra sensory perceptions and awarenesses, and we can't see these. In a way, we certainly can't prove them because they're not three-dimensional, and we can't grasp them with our three-dimensional senses, our normal five senses.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there, and they're there and available to us. If we're open, and in fact, not only open, I'm certainly open, but I'm open to the quality of connection in my lifetime that supports me to evolve in the way I need to evolve, and to support the people that I work with to do the same. So I think my awareness would be very cluttered if I were aware of all that you're aware of, because my focus is more on the, you know, the inner workings of the minds and brains of my clients, and to help them sort out what's going on in there so that they can understand it and work with themselves so that they can become the quality of person they want. But I, even though I'm not aware of what you're aware of, I love that you are, because you're bringing in a different kind of information to the people who need what you have to share. You understand what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I think you just have an incredible gift there. You know, that ability of, it's almost to a level of, you know, clairsentience, of being able to experience and sense and feel where others are energetically, is a beautiful gift, because it provides you with so much compassion and understanding as to the tools and techniques that they are needing in that moment, and being able to provide, you know, some beautiful tools.
Well, so, it's the more grounded level, the more grounded on the earth, in the body level, of the very attainment that you're talking about. Because, yes, I do connect with my clients. And I've never really tried to do this. It's just by paying attention, not noticing myself, not particularly noticing myself, having absolutely no agenda, because I help my clients come to their own understandings and their own answers, which means that I have to come to the session, to the moment, each moment of the session, knowing that I don't know, and that knowing is not something that's my job. My job is to help them to do that. So I think that has assisted them that assists them to come to their own answers, but it's also assisted me to be able to be connected with them. And in that, to be honest with you, some of the greatest joy I experience in my life anymore are those exquisite, breathtaking moments when my nervous system and my client's nervous system is truly one, truly one. As a matter of fact, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now, because it's what gives me some of the greatest joy that I experience, because I don't have to know that I'm connected with all life. I feel it.
Exactly. And in another way, put another way, in the understanding of the work that I do, we each hold particular key codes. And simply by being in a particular place with your own key codes activated, which of course they have been for a very long time with you, Marian, what happens is just through your energy, you affect change in your environment.
Right.
So when you were talking so beautifully about the synchronization of energy fields, what you did is that you vibrationally created a like frequency for your client to move into. And
that's right.
That is what we're doing collectively, is we're all lifting ourselves to this frequency of higher light, of amplified cosmic consciousness awareness, shifting into that multidimensional aspect of reality and taking as many people with us into that reality through frequency and through our own key codes of light. And we call that too being physical vessels of light.
Now, what you're doing is talking about my reason to be.
Absolutely.
You didn't know
Absolutely.
That. But I know, well, I don't know why I chose to incarnate, because I don't remember that moment. I don't need to. What I know is what has moved me for the 42 years that I've been committed to changing. July of 1968 is when I started. And of course, I didn't understand fully what I was, or even remotely understand what I was choosing then. But over the years, as I've evolved and as I've understood, but even more importantly, as I've released negative patterns of perception, thinking, decision-making, communication, obviously, between people, taking action, and emotions, I've raised my vibrational frequency to the point at which, more than 10 years ago, I realized that what my life intention is to raise my consciousness as high as possible so that I can be an individual who reaches the vibrational frequency that allows, first of all, for me to become free of this three-dimensional reality, not just the three-dimensional reality, but the negative domination
polarities
that we're all experiencing here. And in so doing, I'm completely free of the restraints of the third dimensional reality. But I love what you said, because not very many people I ever talk to, because I talk to different people than you do, but not very many people, in fact, I don't know anyone else who has the desire to attain such a high level of consciousness that by my vibrational field, I can naturally assist humanity in general, along with people like yourself who are doing the same, to shift. What does quantum physics say? 3% of the molecules shift and the whole rest of them go with it. Or what is that called? Oh, well, there's also multi-level marketing. So when you get to the fourth level, suddenly everything shifts. And all of a sudden, you know, money comes rolling in. There is this certain level to which we shift that change happens very rapidly, and you can't ever go back. You can't ever shift back. So my reason to be here is to absolutely let go of all negative perception, including things that are happening, and there certainly are plenty of them, that I wouldn't choose to include in a world that I would create, because they're ghastly, really.
Mm-hmm.
Serial killers, rapists, all attacking other countries to take them over, all of those kinds of things. I actually have come to the point that I don't judge it, because frankly that's what happens here, number one. And it all serves a purpose. It all exists because somebody drew it into existence. They drew it into existence to serve a purpose, therefore it's valid, and even though I wouldn't choose it, I respect it. Now that's giving me an absolute freedom that allows me to live in this world on my own terms, at my own level of consciousness that I choose, and it allows me to become free of that which is judged, and allows me to move on to another level of consciousness when it's time for me to leave my body, whenever that is. But in the meantime, I know, just by being, as you know, just by being, we are affecting the collective consciousness, and we are assisting humanity to evolve. So there's two ways to do that. Change consciousness or raise consciousness, and you raise vibrational frequency. Raise vibrational frequency, and you raise consciousness. So my work focuses on both. And frankly, I'm more excited about about raising vibrational frequency. It's easier.
Absolutely.
So much
Absolutely.
Easier.
Absolutely. Well, I think we certainly do the same thing, which was why there was a lot of resonance with your work, because we're creating transformation in people around us to be able to hold those key codes themselves too. But the focus initially starts with self. It's getting yourself to that place of being able to sit in non-judgment or emotional detachment, of coming into self-mastery, of being the best that you can be to inspire others. To in having moved through those pathways and having experienced those dualities, those polarities, the challenges, the tools and techniques, that is what you're sharing with others, because it is a pathway that's worked for you, and it allows you truly the hands-on experience to create that matrix or hologram of light for others to follow to that place.
And I put a slightly different twist on that, although my life is completely about service. I mean, I'm here simply to serve now. Nothing else interests me, except for watching movies. I love to watch movies, but nothing much else interests me. But I have to be very discerning about them anymore. The approach that I take is that I live in service of myself, and by doing that, in terms of inspiration, for example, you mentioned it, to inspire others, I do what I do to please myself, to inspire myself, to make myself happy, to turn myself on, and in the process of doing that, my vibrational frequency naturally raises, and with it, of course, the quality of my brain output raises, and others are inspired. I'm on Facebook. I don't know if you are, but I'm on Facebook. And I love it when somebody posts something that I feel connected with, and I sit there and I look at it, and I just wait. I just wait for the flow to come, and I connect with it, the flow that comes through me. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. It doesn't really matter to me. I love living in the reality of not knowing. And just being with what is and trusting it because it feels good. I really am sentient in all ways. I really don't know that I know. But if it feels good, I absolutely trust it because it makes me happy. It raises my frequency. It turns up the quality of my brain output. And what comes out is wonderful for me. And other people value from it. And that's the whole point.
Exactly. That is the work that all of us are moving into on a greater level is one of inspiration and creativity and service in love and service in joy. It's about doing what makes your heart sing, about what brings passion and creativity and joy into your life. And when you're doing that, of course, that's when you make the most change.
Well, and living that way through the day, through every day, and doing what's making me feel impassioned, warm, heartfelt, loving, gentle, respectful, compassionate, whatever, in that moment, in each moment, then that naturally makes me into the quality of person I want to be because I am being it in each moment.
Well, very important, I think, that mindful awareness and creating that, being a conscious co-creator. And I feel that's also such an important part of a reality, waking up and feeling that connection to the company of heaven in your own way and holding a focus throughout the day. I know for me, often what I might do is before I go to bed, is just put out there if I'm going to want to travel to different cities of light or connect to different core groups of light beings or hold a focus for a project or something that is happening in the week, whatever it may be, is just put it out there to the buddies of the light and then wake up the next morning with those downloads of exactly how we're going to go about it and feel quite inspired.
You know, I want to say to you that I am very, very grateful for the way in which this, quote, interview has unfolded, has developed. I've done a lot of interviews since last year, and this is the most unusual one because we did exactly what we decided to start out doing. We decided to start out by connecting together about the visualization, the meditation that you did. And that connected us. And in the process of connecting us, we found that we are actually doing the same thing. We're just doing it in completely different ways. Completely different ways. And so we are truly one in what we're doing. And I would never have known that had we done a sort of typical interview. I love that we dialogued. I absolutely thank you so much for this, for the wonderful opportunity of experiencing something so different and finding the sameness in that.
Well, thank you, Marianne. It's been so wonderful to have you on the show, and certainly from my heart and to yours and the cosmic heart of all creation, thank you for that interconnectedness that we've experienced together, and I'm sure many of our listeners have felt it too. It's been a beautiful experience, and I'd like to offer your details to our listeners in case some of them may feel they'd like to contact you for your incredible work. So I know you've got a website. I think it's empoweringvision.com.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And is there a number, or should people just go to your website and have a look at the different things that you offer in terms of your services?
Yes, actually, there's two ways. Well, there are a number of ways that I can be contacted, but the easiest is the website, which is empoweringvision.com. It's all one word, empoweringvision.com. And the other way is I'm on Facebook. And I'll spell my name, Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, wide line, W-E-I-D-L-E-I-N. And message me and let's be friends and connect on Facebook. I love it. I go in and out kind of all day long, many days when I have the time, and it's a wonderful place to play together.
And don't forget to leave Marianne some beautiful messages. You know her gift of clairsentience? I'm actually on I'm on Facebook too, but I have to confess to finding a juggle between family life and personal life, but I get there every day and certainly send out beautiful messages to people whose birthday it is and give them some thought and post YouTube videos and details of our radio shows. So I feel that connection, and I also thank all of you that are my Facebook friends. So thank you to Marianne for again for your wonderful input and your beautiful heart. And I truly appreciate you joining our show. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I'm going to go invite you to be my friend on Facebook now. Much love to you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Marian.
Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. So, my sweet friends, don't forget the full moon focus tomorrow. A suggestion is to link into the unity grid of light, bringing in the golden flame of one unity consciousness, as well as the 11th ray of illumined truth through the beautiful pink-orange flame of light. Hold the sense of connectedness to all life, to the light workers and the beings of light along this grid of light. Please join us next week as Solara Anra and myself go through a beautiful show on working with chambers of light, three-dimensional rectangular grids of light brought in by different beings of light. So from my heart and to yours and the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings and love. Thank you.